hymn of consolation and comfort, as well as facing reality. Very definite way. It's been a week ago since we said goodbye to Jenny. Her family said goodbye to her, and many of us have felt that loss. And I believe in many ways she embodied the good things of community, of generosity and hospitality, and just so many good things that we can remember and attribute to her. So I was looking for, I was drawn to this scripture in John 6, where Jesus offers comfort in a very distinct kind of way. It's a little bit, I appreciate what that clincher that Gerald shared in devotions this morning on that we should be a vessel from the source to the need. And I think that those of us that knew Jenny would say that she was that kind of vessel. And so, looking here in John chapter 6, John 6 is, I think, the longest chapter in the Gospel of John. There's 71 verses there. I'm not going to read them all. If that brings joy to your heart, then you need to read it, because that's it's a beautiful scripture that covers a lot of different territory. But the theme of it is that Jesus is the bread of life, and that he offered real bread in deference to what we call real bread. The real bread is the loaves and fishes, right? No. The real bread is what Jesus offers that lasts longer than several hours or several days. And so while he fed thousands of people that were hungry with the loaves and the fishes, he offers the real bread that lasts for eternity. I'm not going to talk about bread. I'm going to talk about something else here. In John chapter 6, verse 14, then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, of a truth, this is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. When Jesus there perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain unto himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. And when they rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea, and drawing nigh unto their ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, it is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. You know, I think this is a very significant event. All of the events in Jesus' life were significant in one way or another. But here were the disciples in a storm, something that they were not unaccustomed to. History tells us, or tradition tells us, that the Sea of Galilee, and still does. I was talking to someone that just visited the Sea of Galilee, and they said those squalls come up just real quickly, even today yet. So global warming and whatever else we're facing hasn't changed the nature of the Sea of Galilee. But there they were. All of a sudden there was a squall, and they were in the midst of it and afraid to be destroyed. And here comes Jesus walking on the water. And they were afraid. But when they realized it was Jesus, he said, it is I, be not afraid. And they received him into their ship. And immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. You know, we're not on the Sea of Galilee, but we might be in a squall. And as we see Jesus walking, he says the same things. It is I, be not afraid. My mind was drawn to a scripture in Isaiah, in Isaiah 43, verse 1, where it says, I have redeemed thee. Fear not, he says, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by my name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. How parallel is that to the experience that the disciples had with Jesus walking on the water? And how parallel is that to our situation today? God answers to our grief that I am with thee. Just a poem. Is there any heart discouraged as it journeys on its way? Does there seem to be more darkness than there is of sunny day? Oh, it's hard to learn the lesson as we pass beneath the rod, that the sunshine and the shadow serve alike the will of God. But there comes a word of promise, like the promise in the boat, that however deep the waters, they shall never overflow. When the flesh is worn and weary, and the spirit is depressed, and the temptations sweep upon it like a storm on ocean's breast, there's a haven ever open for the tempest-driven bird. There's a shelter for the tempted and the promise of his word. For the standard of the spirit shall be raised against the foe, and however deep the waters, they shall never overflow. When a sorrow comes upon you that no other soul can share, and the burden seems too heavy for the human heart to bear, there is one whose grace can comfort if you'll give him an abode. There's a burden bearer ready if you'll trust him with your load. For the precious promise reaches to the depth of human woe, that however deep the waters, they shall never overflow. When the sands of life are ebbing and I know that death is near, when I'm passing through the valley and the way seems dark and drear, I will reach my hand to Jesus, in his bosom I shall hide, and 'twill only be a moment till I reach the other side. It is then the fullest meaning of that promise I shall know, when thou passest through the waters, they shall never overflow. I thought that was a tremendous comfort and association with Isaiah, where God promised and Jesus answered many years ago. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.